of DNG. I'm Wormwood. That's Ace.
Probably.
Still voices in my head. So there's not really too much news out there this week. Space is the place, the sky's the limit. So I don't know really what we're going to be doing, except for I know Ace has got some news as far as tabletop goes, and since it was my birthday, I've gotten a few things, and I'm going to be talking about those in particular. But first of all, I will say this. Goat Simulator, fucking amazing.
Not just amazing.
It's fucking
amazing.
Fucking amazing. And I don't know why it's addicting, but it is. It's everything I thought a game could be and more. And so that's my review of that.
My review. Fucking amazing.
It's fucking amazing. Go get it. I mean, it's
sell your children by this game.
I mean, it's 10 bucks. I mean, you can go without your Starbucks for like 2 days. Unless you drink Starbucks a lot, then you can deal without two cups of whatever the fuck that is. It's like 20 words long. I don't drink Starbucks. I really don't.
I don't drink coffee.
I do.
I don't need it.
You drink coffee at my house.
Yeah, that's like the only time ever.
Oh, true story. Okay. Well, anyway, so what kind of stuff we got for the games?
Well, some of the new releases, let's see. We got... You liked this earlier, the Charizard EX box set.
Yes.
Which came out, I think, May 7th. Which, you know, we haven't done a video in a little bit, so that's new. I mean, Charizard EX box set. It's Charizard.
Now, I'm not much of a Charizard fan, but I like the whole Charizard EX shit.
You're a Charizard fan. If you like Pokemon, you're a Charizard fan.
No, I'm a Squirtle fan, dude.
You're still a Charizard fan.
I like my Blastoise.
You're still a Charizard fan.
Fanboy.
Huh?
So you're a fanboy.
Maybe.
Like, you're that kid. You were that kid that was like, I got a holographic Charizard.
I was that kid that was like, I got 5 holographic Charizards because I have the best luck in the world when it comes to pulling things out of randomized packages.
That is fucking true. So.
I am the ultimate random package puller. And I definitely need to do some unboxing videos with some stuff we buy.
yeah, I think you should.
But another thing that's come out, I don't know if I've talked about it before, but Marvel Dice Masters is out. It's a card game with dice. I don't know how exactly it works, but I did pick up a pack for 99 cents that has 2 cards in it. I got Magneto and the Silver Surfer. I got Magneto, that's all that matters.
Talk about you look at the pulls, I got Magneto.
Yeah, it's a rare one too. It's the more expensive one. It's the harder one to find. So I'm happy with that.
Talk about luck.
Absolutely. The Deadpool HeroClix came out May 14th. That's the actual core set. It's great because there's a Deadpool Thor in it. And it's the return of Marvel Zombies.
So they're actually bringing the zombies back in this?
They're chases. And right now, I don't know all of them by heart, but I know there's Kingpin, Juggernaut, Green Goblin, Dr. Octopus, Venom, and I think maybe Electro, maybe one more. I'm not sure. My brain is not fully functional right now. But
Sinister Six?
I think it might be the full Sinister Six with Juggernaut and Venom.
That's pretty sweet.
But Superior Spider-Man is a super rare. Looks great. Most of the Deadpool stuff is rare and under, so you can get it for decent, affordable prices if you buy them in singles. Which I know everybody loves Deadpool, and the Web of Spider-Man Deadpool that came out a while back was like $75. It might still be $75, and that's a little ridiculous. Now you can kind of get him for $3, and he's still pretty good, because I've played against one already, and it's not too bad. Another HeroClix news is the DC HeroClix War of Light Sinestro Corps pack. It's a scenario pack for the upcoming War of Light thing over the summer. It's the War of Light... I forget what they're called. My brain's not working, like I said. But it comes with Sinestro, Green Lantern Hal Jordan, a Green Lantern ring, Green Lantern-themed dice.
Oh, it actually has the themed dice?
Oh, yes. They're only like $15 right now, too, and they're beautiful. They're custom-themed dice. They're the engraved ones. You get a 3D Shield Construct, Green Lantern Shield Construct. There are scenario rules for War of Light. There's probably a map or two, not completely sure. And if it's based off the same thing with the Fear Itself scenario packs, you'll probably have tokens and a big-ass guide to do crazy stuff. If you're here to expand DC, even if you're just a Green Lantern fan, I'd say pick it up. I mean, 9 times out of 10, the sculpts look awesome, and you can't argue with sitting Hal Jordan and Sinestro across from each other on a shelf with a Green Lantern ring. It's a real Green Lantern ring.
Does it come with the chips?
The chips? This set doesn't come with the chips. I'm pretty sure they'll be putting it out soon. But, I mean, hell, you can make chips if you want them.
Yeah, we were talking about doing that.
Absolutely. Some other things. Let's see. I know a new Game of Thrones LCG, Fire Made Flesh, came out. Yeah. Tabletop card games, the Fantasy Flight Games or something that makes it. Yeah. The Fantasy Flight Games is a set.
I'd like to play Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. It's a Game of Thrones card game, yeah. I mean, I'm not really into it, but I'd probably watch it. I'd love it. But
if you actually sat down and watched it.
It's rated ages from 14 to 99, so if you're over 99, you can't play this game, apparently.
If you're 105, fuck you.
I know it's two to four players. And, I mean, it's probably fun. It might be fun. I mean, there's a lot of it. There's a core sets, and there's a bunch of, like, extra sets. And
yeah, I noticed if I typed in Game of Thrones, it popped up on eBay, like, all these cards and stuff. I was like, yep.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
I might be interested if I could figure out how the fuck to play it.
I mean, we could probably pick up the starters. I think the starter box is probably, like, $20-$25.
Yeah.
And we could probably get it either offline or at Books. I think I've seen it at Books a Million for $25, and that's not bad at Books a Million.
Books a Million is fucking expensive as shit.
Yeah, but it's $25 online par price, so that's not bad.
Okay, yeah.
The last time I saw it. It's been a little while. Another thing is another set of Yu-Gi-Oh cards has come out. It's the Primal Origins. Don't know much about it.
When was the last time you actually sat down and worked with Yu-Gi-Oh?
Sit down and work with Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I mean, I still know how to play the game from back of, like, Legend of Blue Eyes days, back when, you know, you just blast things in the face and that was game over, but now there's XYZ, Synchron, crazy stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I've had, like, there's all kinds of, like, weird fucking monsters whenever I was playing.
I'm not up to par with this. I probably could catch up. It's probably not that hard. You never know.
There's so much fucking text on Yu-Gi-Oh cards. It's ridiculous. Like, you're sitting there and you take 30 minutes just to figure out what the fuck it's saying. It's like reading HeroClix rules back in the old days. What is it?
Back talks like 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if it's new or not, but I see this, it's a strategy game. It's a horror game. It's called Cards of Cthulhu.
Well, see, well, as bad as me, you've never really dealt too much with board games or anything, or card games, really, for that matter. Like, I mean, we've dealt with a little bit of, like, your basic, like, Magic or whatever, but, I mean.
There's the Cards of Cthulhu Dice that came out recently, too. The bonus pack, it comes with, I'm not sure what all it comes with, but it has a set of 7 more cards for the custom Cthulhu Dice, with white ink, 2 with green ink, 4 with white ink, 2 with green ink, 1 with red ink, and 10 more custom Cthulhu coins. These help to expand the game and such. Like I said, I'm not sure about it, but if that's what you've been waiting on or you're not sure when it came out, it's out. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
I see
that's fun.
See, like, news has been sparse lately. I mean, we got some good tabletop news.
I mean, there's some theme decks for Pokemon that come out. You got Flashfire, the Heliolisk, I think it's a lizard, and Meowstic. I haven't played the new Pokemon.
We don't have 3DSs.
The Flashfire's out, XY Flashfire. Like, I know the old Pokemon. You can probably name them all off.
I mean, we could probably name all those off, and then the rest of them saying, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not Scyther, it doesn't really matter. let's just say that.
I'm a Psyduck fan.
Or Nidoking.
Nidoking?
Absolutely. Like, everybody's like, oh, you love your starter Pokemon. No, I'm using my Charmander until I get a Nidoran, and then bye-bye, Charmander. Because Nidoking can learn Ice Beam and Blizzard, which ruins everybody's day, because you're Nidoking. What's your Nidoking, though? Ice Beam, Blizzard, Thunderbolt, and Fire Blast.
See, I never really messed with Nidoking.
I just loved him. He was great.
He's trying to beat the fucking Magikarp.
Huh?
He's always trying to beat the game with the fucking Magikarp.
Okay.
Everybody just fucking stops after that. Like, oh, fuck you, Magikarp.
I like Magikarp.
I like Magikarp, too. Carp.
I got one to level 100 once.
I remember that.
It took a whole fucking night. And it took a lot longer than all night. It took a long time.
It did take a long time.
Yeah, I'd probably beat the Elite Four like 600 times with a little bit. Baja Fish Taco?
No. Did you eat one of those whenever it came out?
Oh, yes.
What? I don't know. It's just, they got Baja Blast, Baja Fish Taco. Like, it's just, it's Baja Overload. They don't even sell them anymore, do they?
I don't think so. No, they don't. No. By the way, anybody out there that paints miniatures and does not like, you know, shiny clear coat, you know, normal clear coat that you buy from anywhere and everywhere, the Army Painter, you can go to armypainter.com, and you can find the Anti-Shine. It's a Anti-Shine Matte Varnish. It's it flattens it out. It's nice. Wormwood here, Jeremy. He can tell you. I mean, it looks good, don't it?
Yeah, we're gonna take pictures of him next time he's over here. So we're gonna go on and set him up a page.
And it dries quick too. And I mean, I have beat the crap out of some of these things, and it doesn't chip. It's very good quality, and mine was $12.99. And I actually bought that at a hobby shop, so it's probably way more expensive at the hobby shop. But if you're into painting miniatures or anything in general and you don't want it to shine, you don't want it to be glossy, pick you up some of that. It's great. It really is.
I mean, I've seen your stuff, man, and you've painted the my miniature for me, the dwarf, and that looked awesome.
I would love to redo your dwarf. And doing the flat though.
That's what I was thinking, like, but I don't think you can do it now, can you?
What, flatting? I guarantee I can flat him. If not, I can make you another one.
His dwarf looked great. Like, his painting on is impeccable, but, like, with the flat, it would probably look awesome. But, we'll work on a page, because I gotta take some pictures of the miniatures, and then we'll throw them up on the page and stuff, and, you do what, like D&D and Pathfinder type stuff?
I've done HeroClix and everything. You've seen some of my custom HeroClix.
Yeah, I've seen the HeroClix. He's got some really badass custom HeroClix.
You've got the John Constantine. Honestly, I wish I had the flat paint when I did your John Constantine.
Yeah.
I really do.
That would have been badass.
Because flat, and I'm honestly, flat looks, unless it's supposed to be glossy, like windows or something with a building.
Yeah.
Flat looks better on miniatures, in my opinion. Flat looks better all the way around. Cars, anything. Because it brings out more of the detail that you put into them. Because normal clear coat ruins your shadow detail in your miniatures. This preserves it greatly. And honestly, I've done a lot of shadow work, and it brings it out even more.
See, I like your paint jobs on them, especially after we get some pictures uploaded of, what was it, the Lich?
Oh, the old boy? Yeah.
Yeah, detail on the witch.
I like that light blue I used on him. It's a different take on what he should be, you know?
I was going to glow in the dark on it too, and I think that's
pretty cool. I love glow in the dark paint, dude. Glow in the dark paint's great. Mostly if you're playing in a low lit environment and it kind of kicks back.
That's pretty good, yeah. I never thought about that. Because usually, like, in D&D games I've been in.
You're usually in a basement and it's kind of dark.
Yeah.
Or a garage and it's kind of dim and darker. It's night. And, you know, I mean.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning.
But, yeah, I mean, we'll do is we'll take pictures of all of his miniatures and stuff. We'll post them on our website so you can go check that out. Because he does a really great job. So, at the moment, since there is a lack of news, we have decided that we were going to start doing co-op gaming. And you can find.
I think we won't hit a lot of news. Usually news is around the Christmas season and coming up into the spring because everybody's kind of still locked indoors. You know, the fall, winter months. Well, and then midsummer, we hit the big gaming stuff.
Yeah,
Godzilla came out last night.
Did you see it?
No.
No, you were working, that's right.
I've been working, and I'm still at work. Yeah. So, but,
I don't go home.
I don't go home. I live here.
Kind of, you really do.
I kind of really do. But, I've heard good things about Godzilla, and, honestly, I don't care if it sucks. It's Godzilla. I want to watch it so bad. I haven't seen a movie premiere in, like, 5 years, and honestly, that's too long.
That's a fucking movie premiere I watched. I think the last movie premiere I watched was a fucking Muppet movie.
That's terrible, bro.
No, it was not.
No, that's just a terrible last movie premiere is what I'm saying.
Why?
Get in the film.
Dude, don't talk shit about Muppets.
I'll talk shit about Muppets all I want.
No, oh, man. I mean, like, before that, it was like fucking Spider-Man back in 2001 or whatever.
That's even worse.
I was like, it was good because, you know, we hadn't had a Spider-Man movie and like, because wasn't there like a really, really, really old one from like the 80s or something?
Yeah.
70s or 80s or some shit like that.
Yeah. TV show.
I thought there was a movie. I don't know. Maybe there was a TV show. I don't fucking know. I just remember I was really little and I remember seeing it.
I do know that the next HeroClix sets coming out are, The Flash, which makes me happy. Should be this summer, this fall. And, this is just off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure the next Marvel one might be Guardians of the Galaxy.
With the movie?
It's the, well, there's the movie Guardians of the Galaxy set, but the other Guardians of the Galaxy sets will be straight comic.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm more into. I don't really want to see Dave Bautista as Drax trying to powerbomb people.
I mean, if he Bautista bombs somebody in this video, which I know, I mean, that movie, I know he will. we both know it. Everybody that knows how wrestlers are in movies.
Yeah. Rock's doing a clothesline to somebody in Fast Furious. Blah, blah, blah.
Didn't he get hurt? He didn't end up in the, what was it, the Hercules movie or whatever, did he?
I thought he did.
They released that on DVD or something. I saw it at Walmart. So I think he tore like a muscle or something. I'm not 100% sure, but.
Now, there's two Hercules movies that came out.
Was there two? Okay.
There's two. There was one with, it was something, I don't know his fucking name. And then the other one was with Rock. So I don't know what the big sudden thing is with Hercules, but,
I mean, we had Noah with an axe, so I don't know.
I don't fucking know. But I'm going to post the link to our videos we've been doing. We've been doing Lord of the Rings War in the North, which we've been having fun with.
Yeah. If you guys can think of actually, please, I mean, we really like some feedback. If you guys can think of any co-op games, two-player co-op games we can play online because we're not actually near each other.
Yeah, like an hour away from each other. Like on PlayStation.
On PlayStation 3, because that's the system we both own, that's online co-op that we can actually do some story and stuff with. Please post it and tell us.
So far we've got, what, Resident Evil 5?
Well, like we both have Resident Evil 5. We have, we have Lord of the Rings.
Ultimate Alliance 2.
Ultimate Alliance 2. I wish they'd bring out 3. That'd be great.
Yeah. Thor's voice in that second Ultimate Alliance was just shit.
What's he doing?
He goes, I'm the son of Odin! I was like, fuck you, buddy.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not just an actor?
I'm the son of Odin! I was just like, man, just shut the fuck up. But, yeah, if you can think of a co-op game, and don't say Diablo 3, because I'm not spending that much money just to get Diablo 3 right now.
Yeah, I've got it, and if it was cheaper, it'd be fine, but it's expensive right now.
It is expensive as shit. It's about like a Call of Duty game. Call of Duty game is fucking $60 for like 5 years later.
I think Call of Duty World War is still like 40.
Well, hell,
it's probably not. I'm just making fun. But,
last spring, I bought Modern Warfare 3.
You ever played World War?
No.
Why not?
There was a gap. I played the first three Call of Duty games ever released, and then I didn't play any more up until Modern Warfare 3.
Real Call of Duty games, you mean?
Yeah, the real Call of Duty games. The real Call of Duty games. Because I've got two of them right now, two or three.
The one's based off a real war, not some fictional bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was that.
I think shooting games should return to their roots and go back to the World War II. Actually, yeah. You know what? I want a World War I shooter game.
No, a World War I shooter game would be awesome.
It'd be terrifying. It'd be a horror game is what it'd be.
It would be, because World War I is fucking terrible.
Let's rate that in for mature and really put, like, rotting corpses and, like, people that are gassed and, like, a whole town gassed and women, children, old, elderly, everybody gone. You know,
I mean, it
really freaking happened.
Yeah, it really fucking happened, which is, and this whole Battlefield versus Call of Duty shit, I don't understand why there's even fucking, it's funny because I wear my Ghost shirt and people will literally stop me and be like, well, Battlefield is just so much superior because, I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck.
It's a game. It's a shooter game. I'll play either one if I got it.
It's a fucking shooter game, and to be honest with you, I played fucking Battlefield 3, guess what? Nothing fucking special. Guess what? Today I played a little bit of Battlefield 4, guess what? Nothing fucking special.
It's the same damn thing as Call of Duty, they just have different fucking maps.
Yeah, no, I like Ghost storyline, okay? I hated fucking Modern Warfare 3 storyline and all that shit. I liked Ghost. Because of storyline.
Black Ops storyline, you know why?
It's fucking nuts.
I like Insanity. I like Nom.
I didn't play the second Black Ops, but the first Black Ops, I did like the storyline. Because, like you said, Nom.
There's never been really a big Nom game, and that really wasn't a big Nom game. Like, we had a little bit of Nom in it, but...
Wasn't Platoon?
Like, I want a real Nom game, you know? I want to really be over there. I mean, I've heard horror stories. My grandfather served in Vietnam.
Oh, whenever I was over the winter right before Papaw died, whenever he was in the hospital over the VA, man. I mean, there was a guy, he was in Black Ops. He was over there talking about how shitty the doctors were. But Nam veterans are fucking cool as hell, man.
They are. They're great, dude. They're real.
They're open-minded as shit. Like me with all my tattoos and shit, man. And it's like the World War II guys, like they're really cool with me and shit, or they were whenever I was growing up and everything, but they were always kind of like, you know, back then it was a whole nother time.
Like World War I vets are like generally angry.
Yeah, like my great granddad was supposed to be fucking, like he was ape shit. And then World War II, and I agree whenever they say like, whenever they call World War II vets, they call them the greatest generation. That whole generation, I agree with that. Because back then, as far as like, you know, there was a sense of duty with that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then Vietnam is a whole nother generation that just got fucked.
Yeah, they got shafted, to be truthful. I mean, everything could be handled a lot better than that. And I feel bad for a lot of them that ended up over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was gruesome shit. And they were,
hell, we're using tactics to fight on like open field in the jungle.
Yeah.
For a while. I mean, you can't do that. It's just, it was bad for them. And
I was hearing that Black Ops.
Those are some badass dudes.
Yeah, they really are. And there's a dude, he was telling me and this other guy about whenever he's doing the Black Ops stuff. He said, whenever a plane would crash, they would send them in to go get everything out. They said, because if you didn't destroy everything that had crashed, the enemy would use it for something. He said they would use a cockpit that'd be completely dismembered from the rest of the fucking plane. And they would turn it into some sort of like, almost like a pillbox where they'd use it for cover.
Yeah.
So they said they would use anything. They were extremely resourceful, plus the stuff that was on the plane and so forth. So they'd send them in, and they said they would give you no time to do anything. You'd be running in, strapping explosives to stuff. And he said, and it was all like they rushed you. And he said a lot of the casualties in that was just simply from being, you know,
hurried.
Like, yeah, hurried. And you have to do this, and you have to, you know, explosives. He said you probably shouldn't be 2 miles anywhere near you're right up against, and it's going to go off in a second. You better find a place to hide or else you're dead. He said they blow up everything they possibly could just to get rid of any sort of anything that the enemy
could use.
And they say it was he was sitting there showing off his bullet wounds and shit. Like, dude was hardcore. So, I mean, if they would make a game that kind of, like, whenever somebody's sitting there like Battlefield, because here's the thing, the thing that pisses me off about people that want to do this Call of Duty versus Battlefield shit, it's usually they're like, well, Battlefield's more realistic. And it's the same fucking argument every single person that I know that prefers Battlefield uses. And while that's all fine and good, like, I don't see anything realistic about me taking 45 seconds to stab somebody.
You know what's realistic? The men and women out there getting fucking shot. It's realistic.
So, I mean, you want to go realistic. I mean, I think, honestly, we need to take it back to a fucking Vietnam game or a World War One game.
If you want to get realistic, go fucking enlist.
Yeah. If you can't handle that shit, then okay. Don't be sitting there bitching about Call of Duty or Battlefield, which one's better, because that's about as useless as the fucking console wars right now. Because I played the Xbox One, guess what? Shit froze up. Now, that could be EA's problem.
It might really be EA.
You could buy that because the Sam fucked up on Battlefield 4, and, you know, maybe that's something, like I mentioned to Timmy, you know, maybe that's something that, you know, you get to buy in the DLC next month or whatever.
You got to buy your sound package in the DLC.
Because we all know that EA fucking, you know, leaves out shit from the finished product, but it's not actually finished. So,
well, they release a demo and then make you pay for every part of the demo that comes out.
Exactly. So, you know, but
not bashing EA, but come on, guys.
Yeah, come on, man.
Don't dick people.
There's a reason that they're up for that worst company, like award or whatever. So, I mean, whatever's clever. But last week,
what happened to the old shit that they used to make? What happened to it?
You talking about Mass Effect? Mass Effect is the shit. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Mass Effect is the shit. Like, yeah, it used to be good. I don't know what the fuck happened. I guess this whole... Well, a lot of the companies, since the whole DLC shit started coming out with, like, the last generation...
You know, if they're going to charge that much for all the new DLC and stuff and just gut people, they should at least have dropped the price of this damn disc down to, like, $40.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you're not even getting the full game.
You're really not. No, you're really not. Now, like with Oblivion,
you can keep Skyrim and Oblivion all the way to 60, because you know what? I played it for like 2 years before I finally got the DLC.
Well, see, I'll tell you what I did. The Game of the Year edition was only $17 whenever I bought Oblivion. So I bought the Game of the Year edition. I'd already owned Oblivion before, but I went ahead and bought the Game of the Year edition because buying that one was cheaper than me buying both DLCs, because at the time Shivering Isles was still $30. So.
Now granted, Shivering Isles is almost a whole fucking game in itself.
It really is. And then you have the Knights of the Nine or whatever it is.
But still, I mean, sometimes DLC is overrated. I mean, there's no reason to charge that much on us.
No, there's really not. But a little bit of news that we did actually have last week that we didn't get to cover because we decided that we were going to do some video game footage. The Constantine, and if you've been listening to the other podcasts we put out, Constantine has been something that I've been really criticizing, because I didn't think it would work out. But after seeing the trailer, I've been pleasantly surprised.
You're hardcore on Constantine. Anyway.
That's my, you know, we share a birthday. I identify with him on a lot of levels.
He doesn't chain smoke yet.
No.
Yet.
Yes, but like, I mean, the idea that you're always trying to do something right and then something always ends up bringing you back into fucking shit up, and then, you know, it's like you can't lead a normal life, you know. And that's you know, that's one of the things I always identified. And then there's a lot of other stuff that I'm not going to get into at length, but I mean, Constantine is always been my favorite character since the first time I picked up a Hellblazer comic. So you know, 300 issues later, and then the whole reboot in the DC universe and everything. I'm a big fanboy on Hellblazer and Constantine, so I was really like about the whole thing. And then the day that it came out, which is the day after my birthday, which is the day after Constantine's birthday, ironically, which is I guess it's the first day it came out because it was like everywhere on May 11th. Went ahead and sent it to Ace after I saw the trailer. I was like, gotta watch this. And it is the comic. It looks like it's Hellblazer. Except for he's not a chain smoker.
Which I understand that.
I mean,
if it's gonna be, you know, kinda aired to the public and younger people are gonna watch it, they're really hardcore on trying not to get people to smoke.
Yeah. But at the same time, it is Constantine, and Constantine's a womanizing chain smoker. That
as long as he has a cigarette somewhere in the video or movie or whatever, the television shit series, my brain's not working on it, so
the fact of the matter is, I mean, there was a whole story arc based on the whole lung cancer thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest parts of Constantine's backstory. So I don't know what they're going to do with that, but it's got Raven Scar. And that's obviously, if you've read the comics, that's a big part of his backstory as well. So if they're staying true to the comics so far, it looks 100% Hellblazer, minus just that one little detail, which turns out to be a big detail if you know the storylines. But I don't know what they're going to do if they decide to do the cancer shit.
Good thing to touch on, though.
It would be. I mean, because there's not often that, I mean, besides Breaking Bad and then like a few like little shows here and there, like cancer really hasn't been touched on too much in TV shows. So I think with Constantine, if they would do the chain smoking, which I don't, they could also just be for the trailer, but I don't know.
Like, you might chain smoke like a freight train for all we
know. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll find out. So far, it looks good, though, and I'm pretty happy with it. Pretty much that's it. Besides, I do want to say that if you get a chance to pick up Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD Remaster, get the limited edition. The fucking art book is beautiful. Like, it's gorgeous. You can lick it.
So. There.
It's amazing. I said fuck it, I put the art book and I got the whole like thing. I got it sitting up on my desk. You're a
fanboy.
I am a fanboy. I have a tattoo, so. Well, that said, I mean, that's pretty much our podcast. We're gonna be doing another video. So if you guys get the chance, check it out, check us out on Twitter. We'll post a link to that. And check us out on Twitter and tweet with us, because Ace don't usually use Twitter, but I'll use it. I'll get back to everybody.
You can mail me.
Yeah, you can. You can send him packages and mails and shit.
You can send me letters. I will give you my address.
You can send him some Oreos. He's allergic to those, definitely.
Absolutely. Send me Oreos and strawberries, and I will die.
How the fuck do you live being allergic to those two things? It's like my whole existence.
We send them a lot.
That's true. So that said, we'll catch you on the flip side. We're going to be doing the video, so check back with us. Again, links posted on the description of all this. And we'll catch you around. And as always, Ace, before we go, you want to give them a random search off the top of your head?
Let me go tap on it. Google Images, right?
Yep.
As always.
We don't use Bing.
Fucking
Bing. We don't use Bing. Because we usually try to give you something that you can randomly search. Unfortunately. We got into Bible figures on eBay. And Goliath has a rape face in every single one. There was a David versus Goliath action figure set where, like, David's leg was ripped off. I contemplated. making a purchase. I didn't get those Beetlejuice action figures, by the way.
You did not?
They got up to $13. Still wasn't, I don't think it was that bad, to be honest with you. So I'd pay $13 for them.
All right, I got one. Sniffing Grim.
Grim?
Sniffing Grim.
All right, Sniffing Grim.
Like, there's some pretty badass little pictures that make good wallpapers, and then there's some weird things.
Dimical. I mean,
there's even a T-Rex down here looking at a guy and smiling. It's kind of awkward.
Is the T-Rex masturbating?
No, it's not.
Awesome.
I'll even send you one of the pictures right now.
No.
It's a good one. I don't send that back. Unless it involves clowns.
No, fuck you, buddy.
I'm gonna wallpaper your computer with that clown picture.
That's pretty good. I don't know where the fuck that's from, though.
I don't know either, but it's a blown up tree.
It's a fucked up tree, though.
There's some politicians. And there's some people sleeping in armpits.
That's a job, dude. I remember we had a book about careers whenever I was in grade school, and this woman was going around sniffing people's armpits, and I couldn't figure out why.
There's a chick with a pink Corvette. Just stuff.
So it's just random.
Yeah, it just got really weird.
okay, so check out Sniffing Grim.
It just got clown weird.
And just tell us what you find that you like. Don't say clown weird, because if you say fucking clown weird again, that's over. But
oh, by the way, I'll tell you what to search if you want to be horrified beyond your wildest dreams.
What?
The thing I sent you.
No. We don't speak of such matters. So anyways, we ain't dealing with that. It fucked with me kind of whenever you sent that to me, and then I kept looking at it, and I couldn't look away. So, that's...
Your brain. It was fucking terrible. Etched in your skull.
It is. Once you see, it can't be unseen. But as always, keep it bloody. And don't die, and if you do...
Chew on plastic cigarettes.
Exactly. We'll catch you on the YouTubes.